So today's habit is one of my favorites because it's all about beginning with the end in mind. So this is kind of what some people use to set goals. I call this reverse engineering. I think about what I want in the end game, and then I work backwards to get me there. So if I want to lose 10 pounds, I craft a plan I know will get me there, and I start with the end. Like, what does that look like? Who do I have to be? What do I have to be doing at the end of losing 10 pounds? And then I work backwards of how I can get there. So when you work from the end, it really helps you to get motivated towards your health goals. Because if we can map it out from the end, then all we're really doing after that is just instilling the discipline that we need and the patience that we need to carry us through and execute on our plan. So this is why this is like one of my favorite habits, because it's a really, really effective habit when talking about our goals. And this can be goals anywhere in life, coming from any of the six pillars of ultimate health. So not just about your food goals or your fitness goals, but this could be in your time management goals. This could be in your community goals. If you want to have a life that's full of good friends and trusted relationships and valued experiences with other human beings, and currently you feel depleted, like you never have time, like you never see your friends, you have to imagine what the end game is. How do you spend your weekend in a way that gives you that sense of full community? And then you work backwards how to build those weekends. So it's really, really a great tool to figure out, okay, if that's what I want, if that's the life that I want, where do I need to be? And envision yourself there, and then figure out the small changes that you have to do. So I know for me, when I start to feel disconnected from my sense of community, I think to myself, I really want to have more people in my home. Like, that's what is a great feeling for me, to be able to entertain, nurture, and care for people under my own roof. So to me, what does that look like? That looks like, you know, having more dinner parties or entertaining in groups more in my house. So what would I need to do to get there? Well, if I'm imagining it for a weekend, then I think about the food that has to be prepared, the time that has to be prepared, the kind of house that I want people to come to, and I work out a structure of getting me there by thinking about the end game. So for this habit today, I just want you to pick one thing that you can begin with the end in mind and reverse engineer that so that you have a plan and that you can be highly motivated to get there. And then you just have to worry about the discipline that it takes to work towards the end on a daily basis.